Okay. Yeah, another RK-101, I think. All pretty out. Therapeutic ness of bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness. Now, I think I came up with that opinion when I was working as a hypnotherapist. That, you know, sometimes people came to me and had some phobia. They wanted to quit smoking, things like that. But I gradually thought myself seeing that, well, as we also learned when we learned hypnoanalysis, of course, that behind such problems there were deeper, you know, traumas and deeper causes like that. But taking it one step further, that, well, you could say I drifted into what I called existential therapy, that, for instance, if you have some anxiety that may even cause you to feel stressed or conflicted or whatever, to the extent that it might give physical, you know, break down your immune system and energy and all that, and then you find yourself chronically feel sick, no energy, whatever. Now, that anxiety that is embedded behind that has, of course, a cause. All of that may be just hidden, and that therapy is, of course, about reaching that cause, revealing it, and then you can remove it and handle it. But, you know, then we have these deepest existential issues, questions that are, I would say, there behind everything we do, everything we experience, everything we think and feel, and, you know, about life and this world, and, you know, all, everything we do and then experience. Becomes influenced by and shaped by those deepest existential, you could say, assumptions, presumptions, ideas we have. So for instance, if you grow up in a materialistic society, learning that we are only physical bodies and nothing else, like robots, and how much does life mean? And yes, you know, when we die, we are no more. So this thing that we take so seriously, life itself, is really just a little flash, not even a very spectacular one, in eternal time. What does it matter? Anything. You know, that kind of meaninglessness that might result from that. And then sits down there at the fundament of the mind. It's an emptiness. It's definitely a source of anxiety, despair, maybe even. And then people living in such materialistic cultures they often then, as they also then learn, is the only thing to do, take shelter in enjoyments, making fun somehow or other, passing time, trying to make the best experience possible. Or making a lot of money, or whatever. Buying a lot of things. It's something, you know, that you can lose yourself in, so to speak. But you know, therefore I say there's something wrong with materialism as a science model. It doesn't work. And as a life model, a life worldview, it doesn't work. And psychologically, for us, it doesn't work. So, but here I am talking about Indian wisdom, ancient wisdom, cosmology from original cultures all over the world, where you find, or if you dig a little, because even there you have, there has developed and spread some kind of impersonalism, rather than things being just matter, everything is just an energy, something like that. But below that, or above that, beyond that, you'll find personalism. We can actually see, we can see each other not as flickering material mechanisms, but as ever existing living persons. And since we can see, and it's not just there in the romantic novels and movies. But we see it here and there in life. And that used to be the values. The abundance to strive for. Getting rather than just money. That art of life, how to live happily, how to be an unselfish, honest, good, compassionate, loving person. And we all know it. If you are, then you will gather such people as your friends. Of course, others may just want to take advantage of you, but you know, truth prevails, goodness prevails. So I say that this worldview that we find here in this ancient wisdom and also today in modern wisdom, it prevails. We can come up with speculations such as modern materialistic science thinking, but yes, we humans are the greatest in the universe and the smartest of all the humans are us scientists, so therefore of course this is the truth you should follow. But you know, yes, people can, if they are good at it, convince others, they can dominate the minds of others. They can sound very know-how and so on. Give themselves and each other great important titles and positions and salaries, of course. But you know, if that what they're teaching, if their theories, because that's what it is, bring about just problems, more questions, anxiety, angst, materialistic culture of selfishness, survival of the fittest, you know that, then, and if you also scrutinize the theories behind it, eventually, first, those who are intelligent and can think for themselves will see that, hey, this doesn't work. Doesn't make sense. And we try to live according to it. The result is hellish. You know, then something is wrong. But when you have Krishna there and so on, then it works.